liver and corn milk. Cornmeal, liver and cornmeal.
Something called scrapple or cripple or pawn hoss?
No, I don't believe I ever did hear of that.
What do you call the kind of meat you can boil with greens?
Hog joes or middling meat.
What if it's salted?
Well, if it's salty, you soak it. If it's too salty, you soak it before you, you go to cook it the next morning or the next day at noon. You soak it the night before.
Well, there's, if you don't smoke the meat, if you...
Smoke it? Well, if you don't smoke it, why, you put it down in salt, and you salt it down on a bench or a box someplace where this the salty water, when it takes so much salt, it draws the blood out of the meat, mm-hmm. and you fix that where it drains off, you see. And then when you drain that off, if you want dry salt meat, you just wrap it up in salt and put it on a table or a bench or something that way. Or if you want to use this here sugar salt or liquid on it, after you salt it down with this white salt, you take it and you get you a pot like a big old wash pot, and you boil your water in there, and you put your meat in a tub, and you pour this water in there, and you take a rag and you wash this salt all over and let it soak a while. And then you hang that up and you smoke it mm-hmm. with a green hickory timber or sassafras timber.
Mm-hmm.
And of course some sassafras is a little of the best flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, after it smokes and gets dry enough, of course now it can get dry like a dry spell this way, you smoke it and it gets dry, but if it comes rain, it'll finally get dripping water.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to put another smoke under it and smoke it to get it dry again. And if you get smoking about as much as you want to, give it a good flavor and all, why, then you can put it in boxes. You can wrap it up in paper where it can get air, you see. Or you can take and put it down in white salt. Just put your layer of salt down here and put your layer of meat, a middling or a ham one, and then some more salt on that way. Salt it down. Fix it where the flies can't get to it.
Uh-huh. What do you call the fat meat that comes from either side of the backbone?
Well, that is from either side of the backbone, plumb on down to the belly part of it. That's the middlings.
What about fat back?
Well, you can call it the fat back, or that's the strip back up next to the back. That's the line. That's the line meat. And so this down here is the middling meat, but some people like the kind of lean meat and some call it the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Some trim most of the fat off and renders that up into the lard,
mm-hmm.
cooks it, you see. Renders up into lard, and of course when they cook it, this meat, if they cook it out of it, it rises to the top of the grease. That's called cracklings,
mm-hmm.
and they take that off, you see. And some people puts it in bread, makes crackling bread,
mm-hmm.
and some likes to eat the crackling separate to the sale.
What do you call the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to eat with eggs?
Well, you call that bacon.
Would you ever talk about a side of bacon or a middling?
Yeah, middling or sliced bacon or middling meat. Of course, middling meat, they call it the middling meat. They call that for the boil with. They don't slice that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But this bacon, they slice that real thin.
What do you call the edge of the middling or the bacon that you cut off?
Well, you call that the edge you cut off, you call that the belly part.
Well, it's actually the skin.
Belly part of the middling.
What about the skin of the hog? You call that the...
Well, the skin, you see, you cut off the shoulders or the hams. You call that the flitchet.
The what?
The flitchet. You cut that off. That's mostly lean meat.
Uh-huh.
You call that the flitchet. That's good for the fry.
Do you ever talk about bacon rind or meat skin?
Yeah, bacon rind that way. That's this part of the meat from here back up, the upper part of the middling, back next to the backbone.
Uh-huh. A person who kills and sells meat is called a...
Is what?
A person who kills and sells meat.
His own meat? Well, he calls it bacon.
Well, anybody who kills the meat and sells it would be called a...
Well,